All right, we're going weiter in Sefer Shmuel, Perek. That's Jake's
beer.
We're going weiter in Perek Tes. We had a little bit of a hakdama last time that we learned about Lo Yasur Shevet Miyudal Michokik Mibein Raglav, about how just pointing out that it's interesting that we're really going to be introduced to Shaul today, and it's something to think about. As to the brachos of Yaakov, that it seemed clear that Yehuda was going to inherit the malchus, and in contrast to that, we see that the first malch that we have is from Binyamin. We spoke about that a little bit. We'll speak about that in the coming parakim as well. So let's get started. Vayhi ish mi Binyamin ushmo Kish. Ben Aviel, Ben Sor, Ben Bechorat, Ben Afiach, Ben Ishimini, Gibor Chaya, Velohaya, Ben Ushmo Shaul, Bachur Vitov. So he's a good looking, strong boy, this show. Vein Ishmimne Yisrael, Tov Mimeno. And he's really good looking. This Tov, at least at first glance, is not necessarily speaking about his midos, but it's his physical attributes. Mishichmo v'mala gavoa mikol ha'am. He's very tall. He basically looks over everyone. He's a shoulder above everyone else. V'ta'avodna ha'asonos l'kish avi Shaul. V'yomer kish el Shaul b'no kach na'itcha es achad na'na'arim v'kum leich bakesh es ha'asonos. So, fascinating story, and we're going to have to ask ourselves why we're told of this story. These donkeys get lost. The donkeys of Kish are lost, and Kish goes to his son Shaul and says, go and look for the donkeys. On a simple level, donkeys are expensive, and that's the reason why he has to go and look for them. But it's interesting that we need to hear the story in this way. V'yavor behar Ephraim, v'yavor be'eretz Shalisha velomatzo. They're looking here, they're looking there, and they can't find it. V'yavru be'eretz sha'alim v'ayin v'yavor be'eretz yemini velomatzo. They're looking throughout the entire plains of Binyamin, the entire area, and they can't find these donkeys. Hema bo be'eretz tzuf v'sha'ol amar l'naro asher imo l'cha v'nashuv. Shaul looks at this nar that's with him, and he says, let's go home, right? Penyechdal avim en ha'asonos v'da'ag lanu, meaning like, what's really worth it? You know, our father was worried about the asonot. He was worried about these donkeys. But if we're gone for such a long time, he's going to stop worrying about the donkeys. He's going to start worrying about us. So let's go home.
Meaning what?
Meaning like, we looked, we tried, and now at this point, if our father hasn't seen us, so he's going to start worrying that maybe we got lost also. So better off that we just go home. Vayomerlo hinei na ish Elohim ba'ir hazos. So the Na'ar looks back at Shaul and he says, "Punk, look at this hashgacha pratis. It happens to be that there's an ish Elohim in this city that we're in right now. Va'ish nichbad kol asher yidaber bo yavo. Whatever this ish Elohim says comes to fruition, right? He's this unbelievable Navi. Atanil chasham ulai agid lanu es darkeinu asher halachnu alah. So maybe we'll go and ask the Navi, we'll go and ask Shmuel where the donkeys are, and he'll try to help us. He'll show us where it is. Because, you know, like we saw already about Shmuel, everything that he says comes to fruition. Vayomer Shaul l'na'aro. So he looks back at his na'ar and he says the following. V'hinei neileich uma navi la'ish. I don't have any money. If we go to this ish, if we go to this ish Elohim, what are we going to bring him? Ki alechem azal mikaleinu. Bechlau, we don't even have any bread left. Uchura ein la'avi la'isha Elohim. And we don't have any gifts to give over to Shmuel. Ma itanu. Like, we don't have anything to give. What does it sound like from Shaul? It sounds like that the Navi, or at least the Nar, has this perception of the Ish Elohim, is that when you go to the Ish Elohim, you give him something, right? You give him something. And that was Dafka, one of the things that we saw that Shmuel tried to stay away from, right? His children were involved in Shochad, right? But Shmuel, in contrast to the sons of Eli, really tried to stay away from taking any gifts, taking any... you know, any gifts for his nevuah. Yeah.
I just find it interesting that Shaul, I mean, sounds like he very much, usually when you have someone in their nar, so he tells the nar what to do. Here it sounds like the nar and him are kind of like new level. He even says, like, what are we going to bring him? Like, it's not like him, and I think this kind of goes to, like, both his strength and weaknesses are as he, when he goes up, because, you know, Shaul, he always is very cognizant of what people want. Which right. is a good thing. He feels like he needs to be close to people and he wants to be like the people.
Right.
But it also kind of results in negative things for him.
Right. He's a little bit too he's right. Himself. He's a little bit uncertain about himself. Right. Enoch Hinami. I agree. He says, we don't have anything to give. Vayosef anar la'anos es Shaul vayomer hinei nimtza bi'adi reva shekel kasef v'nasati lo isha Elohim v'igid lanu ester akenu. So he says, oh, look, once again, this hashgacha pratis sort of just like shows up once again. I think this is one of the nakudas of the story is everything just like happens to be, like we happen to be in this city and I happen to have found this reva shekel in my pocket. Look, we can give it to this person. Lifanim b'Yisrael, now these are in... This pasuk is really in parentheses. Lefanim b'Yisrael ko amar ha'ish belechto lidrosho Elohim lechu v'nelcha adarei. When a person would go and try to find out to become close to Hashem, they would say lechu v'nelcha adarei. We should go to the seer. Ki lenavi hayom yikarei lefanim haroe. Now, when this is just an interesting biographical. Part of the text is that the pasuk, when it's being written by whoever wrote it, is essentially saying what we call today a navi is what they used to call the roeh. The roeh. What's the significance of that pasuk? Is there any like deep significance? Like we've tried to say throughout our learning that every pasuk, every perek, every story that we have is a nevuah shenitzra chaladoros. So what about that pasuk as a nevuah shenitzra chaladoros? I'm not sure. Yeah.
Does it have to do with Paul's exam? It says, "Ma navi la'ish." Like the word navi is used like there. It's spelled the same way.
Right. Yeah, it's also to bring.
To bring, but I'm saying like this it's saying how they didn't refer to him as navi. It's, I don't know, spelled the same. I'm saying the same kudos.
Right. I hear. I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm not sure what the significance of this pasuk is. Anyways, that's what the navi says. Yeah, so what was the ro'eh? The ro'eh was, you could possibly say that the ro'eh was all about his foresight and his ability to like sort of see the future. Versus a navi, it's not always about seeing the future, right? A navi, there's musar, there's tochecha, right? So could be that like you're saying that there's different at different points that we relate to Nevi'im in a different way. Either way. So they decide they're gonna go by Yomer Sholin Aro Tov Dvarecha Lacha Nelecha. Let's go to Shmuel Veilchuela Ir Asher Sham Isho Elohim. Hema Olimbima Alea Ir Vehima Matsuna Arot Yotzot Lishov Mayan. Punkt, once again they're walking up to the city and they see these young women come out to take water, to draw water from the wells. Vayomer lahen, hayesh bezeh haroeh, is the seer here in the city. Vata'anena osam vatomarna. And they say the following. Yesh hinei lefanecha maher ata ki ayom ba la'ir, ki zevach ayom la'am babama. Today, he just showed up, and that means that when he shows up, they make a big feast, and they bring korbanos in the bama, and you came right, once again, right at the... At the perfect time. Everyone's in the perfect place at the perfect time. Kibo'achem ha'ir came to him to Uno, so when you come into the city, you'll find him. B'terem ya'aleh ha'bamasa la'echol, ki lo yochal ha'am ad bo, ki hu yivarech ha'zevach, achareichen yochlu ha'kriim v'ata alu ki osoka ayom tim to Uno, so. You're going to find him right before they haven't even brought the korban yet. And, huh? Right, what does the Gemara in Brachos say? Why they spoke so much. So tell the Chavra, they have like this long answer. Like they say, what was the question? The question is like, is the seer here? Is the Navi here? And what do they say? Well, if you go and this is how it happens in the Korban and the this and the that. It's like a long Megillah. So what does the Gemara in Brachos say? He was a good looking guy and these are young girls and they're trying to hock him up. They're trying to hack him. That's what the Gemara says. I'm saying, And Shaul has none of it. He's not really interested in them. V'alu ayir.
That what?
Ah, really?
Yeah, that's why he's brought up anywhere in the
house. Oh, that's so interesting. And we learned that Derech Agav. Interesting.
Yeah.
Yafet. Perek Shlish. Okay. V'ya'alu ha'ir, look at you in the Mikros Kedolos. V'ya'alu ha'ir heima ba'im besoch ha'ir v'yinei Shmuel yotze likrasam la'alus ha'bama. So Kaniyar, the Bama was outside of the city, and the feast was inside the city. So as Shaul and his Nar are coming into the city, Shmuel meets them on the outside, once again, in the right time, the right place, everyone is mamash, zebit chaber. But now we're told that Shmuel was actually told the day before Shaul shows up that Shaul is coming. There is someone, the king, that Am Yisrael asked for is coming. I'm going to send you someone from Binyamin, and you're going to make him king over Am Yisrael. And he's going to save the Jewish people from the Plishtim. Because I've heard the tzak, I've heard the anger, the cries of Am Yisrael. Chaver, what's wrong with that pasuk? Didn't we say that the entire time that Shmuel was the seer, was the Navi, there was Plishtim, right? There was that big war. They had two wars. And the second one, they were successful in. So what happened? Why are the Plishtim now a problem? So we mentioned over there as well that Shmuel, at the end of his life, towards the end of the life, stopped doing these Torah tours, right? These tshuva tours. And at that point, Am Yisrael started lacking in their religious observance as well. So Kanir'eh, towards the end of his life, this is happening, and that's definitely going to connect to this is definitely going to connect to the Indian of how long Shaul was king for, which is a very, very important sugya, and that's going to relate to how long Shaul was king for and how old is Shmuel at this point. But either way, we're told that Hashem tells him that he's going to come tomorrow, and Plishtim are still a problem at this point. Shmuel ra'as Shaul v'Adonai ano hine ha'ish asher amarti elecha ze ya'atzor ba'ami. Shmuel is walking out to do the korban, and he gets this godly, divine message. That is Shaul, and he's going to be the king. Va'yigash Shaul Shmuel b'toch ha'shar. Va'yomer hagidan ali eze beis haro'eh. So they come over to Shmuel. Kanirash Shmuel. Once again, this was his personality. I don't know if this is the right word, like a flamboyant. It wasn't like clear that he's like this person. He didn't have a posse. He didn't have chever walking around with him. He's just walking. So they ask him, where is the Beis HaRoeh? Vayad Shmuel es Shaul vayomer, Anochi HaRoeh, I am the seer. Ale lefanai habama v'achaltem imi hayom. So come with me. I'm the seer, and you'll eat with me. We'll do the korbanos, and I'll tell you. I'll make sure that everything that's on your heart, you'll figure out. Chazal over here have a little bit of a knach against Shmuel. What does Shmuel say over here? Vayan Shmuel es Shaul vayomer anochi haroeh. Meaning, was there like maybe a little bit of a different way that Shmuel could have said it?
Maybe like Yosef saying Hashem gives the power.
Right. It sounds like Shmuel maybe in a lapse of being himself, because we know how Shmuel, the tzaddik Shmuel was, but he sort of like says that I'm the roeh. Well, and Chazal say over here, the Radak quotes it, that right. He says that it wasn't a nava, and it says Chazal say Amru ki nichshal b'zeh hadavar ki ayelu lomar shel la'achirim o kayotze b'zeh, like what Yosef said. Amar lo Hakadosh Baruch Hu atahu aroeh animu diachash ein atah aroeh the Heichan, and I'm going to show you that you're not always going to be the Roeh. Where? Hodiyo b'shasha amar lecha, lecha v'esh lecha el yishai b'es halachmi, v'yaris eliyav amar lo kadosh baruch hu lo amarta anokhi ha-Roeh, al tabet el mar'eyu. So where does Shmuel, where does he lack that vision later on in Sefer Shmuel? When he goes to Beis Yishai to find the next king after Shaul, what happens? He shows up at Yishai's house and he sees all of the brothers and he says, oh, maybe it's that one. And Hashem says, no, it's not that one. And he says, maybe it's that one. No, it's not that one. It's the redhead in the back. Right? So Hashem says, you're not really the seer. I'm the seer. Either way, Justin, you're the redhead in the back. Okay? You know, depending on when I teach this...
I made this call months ago.
That what?
That Justin reminds me of like how I picture a young David Melech.
No, but he's the shepherd, not the king.
He's a descendant.
Yeah, a young David Melech.
That's beautiful.
He's a direct descendant.
Rabbi Nachman also had, it was a redhead. You know that? That's what they say. Okay. Listen, whenever I imagine David Melech, let's imagine, I don't know, redhead, like, in redhead's like a... The greatest tzaddikim were redheads. There's Esav, but Esav was also a redhead. So I'm just saying.
Maybe hair color.
Right. Maybe it. Yeah. Okay. Anyways.
Right.
Okay. Ula Asonos, and Shmuel says not only that, not only will you come and eat and so on and so forth. But he, even before being told about these donkeys, the donkeys that you've been looking for, excuse me, for 3 days, they were found. And over here, he sort of hints to him something about Malchus. He says, like, and what do you have to worry about these donkeys? Hare kol chendas Yisrael. Right? What's the lashon? Kol chendas Yisrael halo lachol lachol beis avicha. Meaning, you don't need to worry about the donkeys. The donkeys aren't going to be a problem anymore because you're going to be the king. Right? And he sort of hints him to that. And what does Shaul say back? Vayan Shaul vayomer halo ben yemini anochi mikatnei shivtei Yisrael. Now, Kanira, there was more than a hint. The Pasuk is hinting a little bit, but Kanira, there was already more than a hint. And he really says something to Shmuel about, excuse me, Shmuel says something to Shaul about him becoming king. And what's his reaction? His first reaction is, I'm from Binyamin. Binyamin is like the worst of the Shvatim, right? Remember, we don't have to look back so far, just to remember the story of Pilegesh Bagiva. I'm from Shevet Binyamin. Like, why are you speaking to me like that? Umishpachti atzeiran mikol mishpachot shivtei Binyamin. Not only that, but even if the king was going to come from a Shevet of Binyamin, maybe pick from the older family. I'm from the youngest family of the Shevet Binyamin. V'lama divarta like a divar zeh. Why are you speaking to me like this? They bring him into his office. 30 people sitting down to eat. Shaul sits right next to Shmuel at the head of the table. Shmuel goes over to the chef and he says, what does he say? He says, bring out the prime rib. Bring out the prime rib and bring it to Shaul. Just like I told you yesterday, that there's going to be a prime rib. Make sure that you douse it in Zeus, and that's gonna it's gonna be for a special person. Yeah.
What's the break? It seems like it's just one.
Oh, why is there a parsha over there?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's really replacing it.
I don't know. It's a good question.
There's something very appealing about this meal.
What, the Zeus?
Dude, it was great. Like, I want
that,
like this meal. Like,
and then what does he say? Shok he gives him a geflashik piece. Vayomer hine hanishar sim lefanecha yachol. Just dive in. Kilamoid shamor lacha leimor ha'am karasi ve'ochal sholim Shmuel bayom ahu. He's probably eating, you know, having a good time, and at the same time, sort of thinking what is going on? Like I came, I didn't have a shekel in my pocket The guy next to me had a reva shekel, and now I'm sitting next to the most important person in the Jewish nation, and he's telling me that I'm going to be king, and I'm eating this, you know, five-star meal. It must be, you know, perplexing for Shaul. Ve'erduma abamah ha'ir ve'idaber im Shaul al Hagag. They finish eating, and they go, and they start speaking on the roof of Kanira, on the roof of Shmuel's office or whatever that place was. Ve'ashkimu ve'yihi ka'alos ha'shachar, ve'yikra Shmuel al Shaul Hagaga le'mor, kuma ve'ashlachecha ve'yakam Shaul ve'yitzim shnehem hu Shmuel achutza. It sounds like there's two ways to read these psukim. Either that there were two conversations, or the second pasuk is just an explanation of the first pasuk. Because at first it says that after they had finished eating, that they had this original conversation on the roof. And it says, Vashkimu, sounding like it's already the next morning, Vashkimu vayukalos ashakar, in the morning, vaykrashmuel al shaul hagag lemor, calls him once again. So that, once again, you could read it one way or another. Either way, he says, wake up because it's time and you're gonna go. Hema yordim b'ktziya ir u'shmuel amar el Shaul emor lanar ve'avor lefaninu ve'avor. So Shmuel says to Shaul, go ahead, send your nar ahead. And at this point, like almost like what you said before, Ezra, it's like this nar has been with him this entire path, and he's been helping Shaul, but now it's time for I guess serious business. So he says, go ahead, let the nar go ahead, because at this point we don't want this to be public. Emor lenar ve'avor lefaniu ve'avor ve'ata amod kayom v'ashmiacha istvar ho'elohim. Question that we have to ask going forward is, first of all, why isn't the nar allowed to hear what Shmuel's message is? I would ask a little bit even further, is like, doesn't he just assume that Shaul's, you know, like, doesn't he just assume that Shaul's gonna like tell the Nar what happened? And you know, like, they've been on. And he's the moment had to be private.
Work can be spread,
but it was a moment for Shmuel and Shaul. I think you're right. I think not only that, but I think this is right. I think there's also, we're going to see what the message is going to be, but I think this is already the first mifgash, the first meeting in which we see a relationship between the Navi and the Melech. And the relationship between the Navi and the Melech is one which is unbreakable, and when is strong, brings Am Yisrael to the greatest of places, and when is weak, brings to Am Yisrael to the weakest of places. And therefore, I think you're right, Yamin, in saying that this moment had to be special. And it sounds like they had been speaking about it. They were on the Gag, two conversations, and before they spoke about it as well, speaking about it again. So I think you're right, Yamin. Yeah.
He did say Shmuel, like, I'm from the youngest family of Benjamin, like, why me?
Right.
But it seems like still he's taking this to, like, shouldn't he be asking more questions, like trying to figure out what's going on?
Right. Well, we're still sort of mid conversation, even though that the perek ends here. Shmuel's going to give him more information, but I think there's two last ha'aras just about the perek. First one is that everything in this perek, the entire story, is all hashgacha pratis. Every single step of the way, it's clear that everyone happens to be in the right place at the right time, and that's a message to Shaul. Right? Shaul thinks that he's just on this journey. He thinks that he's just looking for the donkeys, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a different plan. He's bringing to Shmuel, and everyone along the way is bringing them and connecting them. And I think the second thing that we see from Shaul, from this parak, is his the unbelievable amount of anava, which is so important for a king. But I think correctly, Ezra pointed out that there definitely needs to be a balance between anava and having the oz and the gvura of a melech, because if you don't express that strength and that oz and that gvura, people won't take you seriously. And we're going to see that taka, that happens to be one of Shaul's issues going forward. All right, we'll stop here for today. Shkoyach.